On Tuesday, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, John Kelly, issued a memo implementing the president's immigration executive order. In the memo, Secretary Kelly notes he is authorized to enter into agreements with states to authorize, quote, qualified officers or employees of the state to perform the functions of an immigration officer in relation to the investigation, apprehension, or detention of aliens in the United States, unquote. That is raising red flags in the State House in Vermont. Earlier this month, a bill was introduced that would require any federal move to use local or state law enforcement first be approved by the governor. Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman, a progressive, notes that the bill is scheduled for action in the state Senate today.
I expect passage on Thursday. I don't know whether President Pro Tem will work to accelerate all stages of passage on that one day, but I suspect that will be discussed.
Do you get a sense with this information coming out from Department of Homeland Security, any sense of urgency in the committees or in both chambers at all?
One of the points brought up was just the fact that out-of-state prison beds are going to be taken up by detainees all across the country. And so the actual cost of housing Vermont prisoners may go up, as is true of probably most states that contract some of their prisoners to other states. Or to federal, you know, prisons that are private. And that's a real added conundrum that people hadn't thought about beyond the agricultural industry and the hospitality industry, which just simply might have a sucking sound of many employees.
If the bill remains pending for any length of time, what options does the Vermont government have while we wait for the bill S-79 to get passed?
Well, essentially, what this bill does is it says that no local or county law enforcement could enter into contracts with the federal government to do this deportation work. It would all go through the governor's office, and he would have to approve it. Without the bill, in effect, those local jurisdictions could enter into these agreements. So until we pass this law, it simply means that there may be more of a patchwork across the state as opposed to a statewide policy of focusing our resources on more serious crime problems.
It appears that you don't anticipate any sort of relief from Congress at all.
Well, you know, I have reached out to some lieutenant governors from other states that may have a closer ear for the president with respect in particular to dairy workers and the real challenge that that their dairy farmers would face if there ends up being a wholesale roundup. But we've really only seen a few senators at this point start to challenge this president's sort of authoritarian methods of running our government. And until more step up, you know, they control all the chambers, and I think they have to take responsibility for his actions because they're the majority party.
Economically, what's at risk for the region?
Well, certainly, I imagine that the dairy farmers in New York face some of the same challenges as dairy farmers in Vermont with finding reliable year-round help. They do look at documents that are presented and believe, you know, they're hiring legitimate help. But, you know, it's pretty clearly known that in Vermont, in any case, there's probably 600 to 1,000 workers who are probably not documented properly to work in the United States. It may also be true in upstate New York, where there's a significant dairy industry. And so the impact could be quite tremendous. In Vermont, the dairy industry and its ancillary benefits represent approximately $2 billion in economic activity. That is a large sector of Vermont's economy. And there's no doubt if those cows dry up because they're not milked on a regular basis, that there could be significant economic impact for the state as a whole, and certainly for our dairy communities and those businesses. With this president, there seems to be chaotic new events on a daily basis, and I think most people prefer a sort of methodical, thought-through process with most decisions, and we're finding that we're having to make a lot of decisions on the fly, which is not good for our citizenry, it's not good for our businesses, nor is it good for any of our health. But this is the new reality we live in, and we're going to do the best we can. it's up to Vermonters and people across Vermont and New York and across the country to participate in our democracy more than every 4 years of voting and start to let their representatives and senators know if they feel that this is not the direction that government should be going, or if it is, they should contact their federal delegation and do what they can at their state level to try to make sure we maintain a sense of democracy and citizenry and participation in a methodical way.
Links for more information are at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.